Just about wrapping it up. Billy Boy's in the building.
Shawnee, happy midweek to you, my friend.
Yeah, happy hump day. I feel like I haven't seen you. I mean, I saw you briefly yesterday for like 10 seconds, but
I was a busy man yesterday out there at the Elmore Field Day. Sensational event. Never been before. Amazing.
Oh, it's good fun.
So big.
Look, we have our broadcasts that we love.
Yep.
The sun that we love more than others, just because of basically the fact that we're outside in the sun. Elmore Field Days.
Sorry for the pronunciation error there.
No, I don't know why I turned on into an Indian.
You turn into, because you've got an Irish hat on, and you just, every time you have that hat on, you go full Irish.
But I went Indian. We went to the Elmore Field Days. I don't know why I do that, but you went there.
We
and
did.
I did it this time last year, and that's what I'm trying to say.
A lot of fun.
I loved it.
Big
great
shoes
fun.
To fill. It was really fun, and it was great to see listeners coming up and talking about Oztober. Very excited about Oztober. The best in Oz music we are playing. And as I said, well done to all the organisers. Great show. It's on today and tomorrow
as well.
I tell you, if you want to go and check something out with the kids for school holidays, go to the Elmore Field Days. There's something for everyone. Jumping castles, food stalls, there's men's fashions, women's fashions.
I've heard there's four jumping castles.
Oh, we had one next to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was more.
There's four of them.
Yeah.
So.
And I wasn't allowed to go on,
so
once again.
Good day, mate. All went well. All went smooth.
Well, right until the end when, and if he's listening, there's a little bee out there that got his revenge on me. So we're packing up the gear, right?
What have you done?
Packing up the gear from doing the OB, and as we're packing up, like the last bit, like I saw this bee, and so I like shoot him away, like with my glove.
Yeah.
And then as I'm like putting the final things in the van, I feel this sharp sting on my hand, like he's coming back for round two, like I'm not gone yet. And anyway, he stung me, and then I didn't feel much at the moment, but you're sitting here laughing, because I've got an ice pack on my hand, which the lovely ladies here at work have maybe put. I've got an ice pack on my hand. It's swelled up overnight.
Yep.
Right, now I'm going to the gym, but this is just swelling.
So you've got a sore wrist.
I've got a sore... Don't do your sound effects. I have a sore hand. Look at it.
That's huge.
Ballooned.
Your wrist is massive.
No one's taken sympathy on me. Everyone's laughing.
I'm not laughing.
So if you're listening out there, you'd like to call in and wish me all the best.
As
this
I'm...
This could be, you know...
And this is your, actually, because you know how we started our segment, Billy's all fired up. Is this... Are you
I'm
fired up?
I'm fired up at bees.
He's all fired up. And while
I'm fired up at bees, and you had Crime Watch on this morning. I told them to put an APB out on a bee. I want him arrested and asked for questioning. He's damaged my hand, which I need in about 25 seconds to do my shift. So if that little sting is... I hope we're not playing any sting today. I'm not in the mood.
While you've been talking, I found this.
I'm going to somehow disable your sound effects bar from now on.
The great thing is with this new system we got, as you're talking, I can just search for a sound effect and it pops up.
Anyway, enough about that. Oztober continues. Lots of very exciting time. And I've got tickets to give away to the Euroa Show and Shine.
That's happening this weekend.
It's happening
as well.
This Sunday. And it's a full family day. If you've ever loved any classic cars, motorbikes, this is for you. You love Euroa. Shirley will be there.
Shirley, oh, she's a champion. You've got the ice pack. Do you need me to press your
is
buttons,
that a caller ringing in to...
Probably.
Go on.
Oh, you know who it is. I think it's Shirley.
Is it?
Do you want to get it?
Oh, get it on.
All right,
Shirley?
We'll get it. Hold on. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
It's Sean and Billy.
Shirley,
and
I need you right now.
You're live.
Billy.
You're live on the radio now.
Yeah. Billy, I'm ringing up to tell you, put some honey on your bee sting.
I've already had lemon balsamic on my hand this morning because that was told what I had to put on. But I don't know. There's all these remedies. So what was that again?
Honey.
Honey.
Billy, I used to help my husband with the bees. We used to go robbing them and everything else to take the honey off them.
Right.
And I used to get heaps of stings.
Is this irony? Because I got stung by a bee and then you want to put honey on it. Is it just rubbing it into the wound?
Honey into it, Billy.
Could you come and do it for me? Or I'm a bit scared.
Well, what we'll do is...
it'll work, I'm telling you.
I've got honey
in the
kitchen.
I trust you, Shirley.
I've got honey in the kitchen, Shirley. I'm gonna get in some honey, okay?
Yeah, rub the honey into it.
All right, there we go.
Hey, Shirley, I might see you this Sunday at the Euroa Show and Shine.
No, I don't go.
Oh, you come and check the sting out for me, maybe?
All right, we gotta go. Thanks for the call, Shirley.
Love you, Shirley.
All right, have a good day.
Oh, there we go, mate. Even Shirley's getting involved. That is honey on a bee sting. I'm not sure about that. It's actually, the swelling's getting worse right now. Should we... Yeah, we'll get...
Is that on their way?
We'll get some nurses in here for you, mate. Yeah, no. You're up next. What do you got coming up after 9 o'clock?
Oh, we got. I mean, when we talk Oz artists, we think of Cold Chisel, don't we? We think of Cold Chisel. We think of the Screaming Jets. We think of Diesel. We think of all these amazing artists that are all in on our Triple M Oztober. We're going to be hearing from some of them, talk about their great influences and whether they've been stung in their life by anything.
That's right. Make sure you go to triplem.com.au and tell us about your favourite Aussie music experience. Head there now, triplem.com.au. Billy the Sting Boy is up next. Lots of hay runs happening for lots of different charities. Need for Feed. There's been a stack of trucks going from right around the Goulburn Valley, parts of Gippsland, Northern Victoria, the other side of Bendigo, at Bort, Durham Ox, you name it. Trucks have been going from absolutely everywhere. Eddie, who I've been in contact with a bit of late, did a hay run for us here on Triple M a few weeks back. Sean from Landmark, he rang us up and said, hey, we got some spare hay. Can you get some trucks? We got the trucks. Long story short, we got the hay up there. Eddie was one of the truck drivers, joins us now. Eddie, how are you, mate?
I'm good. Had a long night. We've driven to Traralgon to get a drop deck so we can take some hay on the weekend.
Bloody Traralgon. Did you stop in and have a cup of tea with my folks at Narnagoon?
No, because the ship of the survey, you can actually drive out there now.
No, you should have popped by. Mum would have made you a cup of tea. She could have made you bacon and eggs. She would have sorted you out. It's a little bit of a detour off the highway, though.
Has your old man got a shotgun?
Well, I don't think it's registered, so we'll say no. No. He handed it in whenever Johnny Farnham said, hey, give us back your guns.
Johnny Howard. Yeah, well, both sung the same, famous as one another.
It would have been funny if Johnny Farnham was, he got Johnny Farnham on board. Hey, give us back your guns. That's just the wrong word. That is funny. Johnny Howard, that's what I mean.
Little fella.
Eddie, you and I spoke a few weeks back. Obviously, you did the hay run for us here that Shawnee Boy from Landmark and Benalla, we put it all together. That's been a couple of weeks. You're still doing hay runs right now, aren't you?
We're doing our sixth this weekend, actually, leaving Friday, going up Mudgee, unloading hay, some farmers up there, and then we're going to sneak back. There's five trucks going, and we're going to go back to Bathurst and hit the V8s, we hope.
Up to, we'll talk about the V8s in a tick, actually. I've got something to tell you there, but up through Mudgee, that's where, who's from Mudgee? Kenny Sutcliffe, you know, Kenny Sutcliffe from Channel 9.
Where does he drink?
Where does he drink? Yeah, pop in for a beer with Kenny Sutcliffe. That's awesome, mate. We really appreciate the work that you did there a few weeks back for the hay run. And I know this is your sixth one now, and there's you and a convoy of trucks heading up. There's eight trucks heading up there. You've got to go to Traralgon to pick up that trailer for your latest one. You know how you and I spoke last week and you mentioned casually that you're hoping to swing by Bathurst if you can get some tickets?
Oh, mate, I've been dropping hints to everybody.
You've been dropping hints?
That I need tickets, even the Queen, but she never got back to me.
She's not good on the text. You dropped a pretty big hint to me, mate. I've got some good news for you. I've got 8 tickets for you and your truckie mates for Bathurst this weekend.
Hey, Robbo, we got tickets, mate.
Yes.
All we're going to take now is clean jock. That's all we're going to supply.
Some friends of ours, one of our sister stations up north. So you can go up there, you can do your hay run, and then you can have a day out at Bathurst on us.
Hey, man, you're the man.
You're the man. You guys are doing all this hard work, and, a lot of it's out of your own time, your own money. There has been some fuel donations as well, is that right?
Yeah, ACT Petroleum Coal is sticking 1,000 litres in the tanks, and we're going to drink that for him.
And also Petrostar, they helped out with the last one as well.
Petrostar helped us out with that one.
You are as well, mate. So there you go, Eddie, mate. You're off to the V8s. Enjoy.
Enjoy, all right. You've got no idea how much we're going to enjoy.
Enjoy, mate. Eddie. I'll give you a buzz back, mate, let you know how we're going to sort out those tickets. But I'm still in shock that I got John Farnham. Can you believe it? John Farnham mixed up with John Howard. John Farnham's going to collect all your guns. Oh, my brain just chose the complete wrong word. Could you imagine? We've got the chance to take all your weapons. I'm going to stop singing there. Oh, I don't know how that came about. John Farnham. Of course I'm talking about John Howard whenever he after the Port Arthur massacre. He collected everyone's guns there. My dad, in case the cops right now are thinking I'm going to go and get Ray Cullen's gun, he doesn't have a gun. That was a joke. I think it was. Anyway, we'll be back with more very soon on Triple M. We'll have a chat with Billy. Viagra. Yep. A new study has found that too much Viagra can screw up a man's ability to see colour accurately. This is a study that's come out. Mount Sinai's Eye and Ear Infirmary, I hate that word, finds that too much Viagra can screw up the man's ability to see colour accurately. You could go colourblind. The study involved a 31-year-old man who took way too much of the stuff for his erectile dysfunction, and he ended up with persistent retinal toxicity. And then more than a year later, after that diagnosis, his eyes hadn't got any better at all. Pardon me. So long story short, he's gone colourblind. He's gone colourblind because he took way too much Viagra. A lot of people think the more the better. What does it say? Take one? Nah, I'll take two. I used to do that with Panadol and some other drugs, actually, and I got told off big time by a doctor. Don't think... when it says take two on the Panadol, don't think I'll take three because I've got a big headache. No, it says two for a reason. Yeah, sometimes your organs cannot handle taking three. That's another story. So, yes, old mate here, he took Viagra, he took way too much, and it's got him in trouble. Might have been great at the time. But down the bottom of this study here, it says people that use Viagra for different reasons. I'm like, well, isn't it only used for one particular reason? No, over in the States, NFL players have taken Viagra to improve their performance on the field. This is happening. So some of these big words here. The active ingredient or the active chemical in Viagra is sildenafil citrate. Doctors, if you want to call me and correct me, you can, 132710. It works by, well, it's basically an enzyme that controls blood flow in specific parts of the body. One of those parts is obviously the penis, and the other is the pulmonary system or lungs. So they trialed it, and some players are using it because they think at altitude it's going to help them. It's going to help them get oxygen into their lungs, something like that. Thing is, at altitude, the highest stadium over there in the States is in Denver, and it's only at 5,200 feet, which is 1.6 or 1,600 metres. And the Viagra, they did these studies, that it's not helping these players at all. At that altitude, it's not. Go any higher, yes, it actually can help. People that climb base camp take Viagra. Never knew that. Wouldn't there be just one little problem, or maybe not little, actually. Wouldn't there be one problem with taking Viagra when you're climbing base camp? Maybe not so much, because you're covered up in those big baggy clothes. NFL players out there on the ground, just one problem that might happen. I would never look there, but now that's the only thing that I think of. Base climbing Everest, checklist. Boots, yep. Beanie, uh-huh. Scarf, got it. Viagra, yep. Would never ever have thought that you would take Viagra climbing base camp. I guess if you forget a pole for your tent, you could be sorted.